Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com, and this week's podcast is going to be kind of a fun one for those of you who kind of need a little bit of an extra pick-me-up when it comes to your photography. So I did an episode similar to this that is called Stuck in a Creative Rut, and this is going to be kind of along the same lines, and this is going to be eight type of photography projects, personal projects, that you can take on to kind of advance your photography or just get back into photography. And so let's go ahead and roll into the first one. So the first one basically is going to sound really obvious, and it's basically just shoot something new. So if you're a portrait photographer and you want to shoot something new, or you're stuck in a rut and you want to try something new, just pick basically any other style of photography that is accessible to you and start shooting that way. Even if you find that you hate it, at least you know that you don't like that style of photography. So let's say you're a portrait photographer and you want to try your hand at food photography. So that's pretty easy to get into because you're just, you know, grabbing some food or making it yourself and kind of staging a plating and getting the lighting right and everything like that. So that's a pretty easy one to get into. Another one would be, let's say you're a food photographer and let's say you want to go and try your hand at doing really intense landscapes. So again, that's pretty accessible. You just really go outside or try to find some really cool spots in your area to go take photos of. And don't just, you know, go in your backyard and start taking pictures of your backyard. Really research areas in your location and try to make the most of that particular project. So that's a pretty easy one, but that's number one, is try to shoot something new. Okay, so the next one is called thinking outside the box. And the reason I came up with this one is because there's a lot of different ways of doing photography. A lot of people think that, you again, just go out and take a couple landscape photos, and that's really the extent you can go. Food photography, you build your own set with the kind of plating and all that kind of stuff. But there are those photographers out there that can really inspire you to really think outside the box. And one of them in particular, which I'm going to link to in the show notes for this episode, so make sure you check the podcast description for this episode to see the actual YouTube video. But it is from a YouTube channel called Hernandez Dreamography. This channel basically takes staging and the product side of photography to the whole next level. So basically just a real quick example of it would be a photo that he created called Love Beetle. So basically what he did is he created a space out of pretty much nothing. And you really have to understand and see the video to kind of get this whole theory. But he created a set out of nothing. So he would take a paintbrush and cut the bristles off of a paintbrush to make what would look like grass or dead grass in a field. And he would create a structure to put a sign on. And he did all of this stuff. He created basically a world to put his photos together in. And he put a car, a Volkswagen Beetle, a model that he put together. And he put the car in the photo and did some Photoshop work and stuff like that. But that is thinking outside the box. That is basically making your own world in your photos. So doing something like this is extremely time intensive, is what you can imagine, especially by watching the video. I can only imagine how long it took him to build the set, take all the photos, do some Photoshop work together. But it's one of those projects where you don't want to complete it in a day, because it's going to look very, very bad if you can even get it done in a day. It's one of those projects that you're just going at it over and over and over for weeks, months to try to get the perfect photo. And it's not one of those projects that you fill up over time and you're done in a month. So it's a really cool video. I really encourage you guys to check that out. I'm going to link it again. It's called Love Beetle. Check the show notes and you'll be able to watch exactly what I'm talking about of thinking outside the box when it comes to your style of photography. The next type of project you can actually do is picking a theme. And so a lot of people think picking a theme is picking cars to shoot or something like that. But you could actually take it a totally different way. And this is probably the more attractive way to look at it, is picking a theme, but picking a theme that's based on a technique. So you could say lighting, for example. All the photos in a particular project that you want to put together were taken with off-camera lighting. So it can be pretty much anything as long as you put off-camera lighting in your photo. You can do compositing. You can do that as a picking a theme. You can do macro shots. You can do slow shutter speed kind of photos and stuff like that. So there's a lot you can really do, and they won't. If you put them together in like a photo album, you're probably not going to get the same reaction as you would if you picked a certain subject, but you're going to see that you actually put a technique into the photos, and you can see all the variety of things you can do with a certain technique. So that's picking a theme, that's picking a technical theme, and it's actually a pretty fun way to go. So next is kind of a fun one and kind of a popular one when you go to like novelty shops, and that is finding your ABCs. So what I mean by that is going out in the world and taking your camera with you, and what you'll do is maybe look at a street sign or some sort of custom-made sign, and you'll see the letters on the sign, and it could look like a cool sign, but you'll take pictures of each individual letter on that sign. And over time, you find all these different kind of signs and different kind of posters and whatnot, and you'll put all of these together to make your own basically photography alphabet. So you'll put all these together, and you'll see an A from this sign, a B from this sign, and it kind of creates a cool collage of photos. You might have seen that in novelty shops where people can have their names spelled out in different letters that are photographed, and that's a cool way to do it. But there is another way of doing of finding your ABCs project, and that is basically finding stuff in the world that resembles a letter. And so what I mean by that is maybe you take a pair of sunglasses and turn them on its side, and that represents the letter B, because the eye holes will loop and create a B. Or you'll see a inflatable donut or something like that, and it creates an O. And you just take pictures of these objects that actually look like letters. It might sound stupid and silly, but it actually is a pretty tough project, especially when you get to the more difficult letters like Z, Q, Y could be a difficult one. So you can see that there's a lot of different things that you can do with that, and it's kind of a cool little project. Again, it's not one that you probably were going to put on a website to promote your style of photography, but it's just one small little personal project that you can have going on outside of your main style. All right, the next one is called A Day in the Life Of. So this one is kind of a fun one, and it's going to require you to carry your camera around all day with you. So basically what you're going to do is try to pick a nice day, maybe a weekend, and you're going out for a trip or something like that. You're going to take your camera with you, and you're going to basically do a photo documentary of your day. So you could even do one of waking up. You can take a picture of your alarm clock. You can take a picture of getting dressed, the clothes that you're wearing. It's going to be an event all the way throughout the day, and it's just basically documenting your life for that day. Again, this is a quick one that you could actually do, and one that, you know, obviously done in one day. But it could really make you think about the certain things that you see around you on your normal day-to-day life. So that's, again, a pretty quick one, but it's actually one that can be pretty fun to do. So the next one is actually called Self-Portrait Sundays. So what this means is every Sunday of the week for a month, you're going to take a self-portrait of yourself. And you have a whole week to figure out what kind of self-portrait you want to take. And you're going to get as creative with it as you can. It's one of these projects that you kind of think about the portrait that you're going to do for that week, pretty much the whole week. Get things prepared for it if you're going to have props or something like that. And take that portrait on that Sunday and edit it and maybe share it with people on social media or something like that. And it's just a self-portrait Sunday. It's a way of kind of thinking about the process of creating a photo, but also, you know, getting yourself in front of the camera as well, which a lot of us photographers don't want to actually be in front of the camera. That's why we hide behind it a lot. So this is another way of getting out in front of the camera and really developing a scene in a photo from start to finish. So the next one is going to go along the same theme as number three. The project type number three is picking a theme. This one is picking a subject. So I mentioned this again earlier, but picking a subject is also a great way to do this. If maybe you're going on vacation and it could be a place that's not really super photogenic, but you pick a theme you pick a subject in that scene or where you're at, and just kind of concentrate on looking for specific things. A really good example of this is me and my family last year went to visit this place, and it was a really sunny day outside, and there was a lot of people around, and it just wasn't a very good photogenic place. But I saw all these really cool doors that are on these old buildings, and I was like, let's just go ahead and create a small little project of 5 to 7 photos, and photograph these specific types of doors. They're not you know, the normal doors that you would see everywhere else, but they're these old style doors, wooden doors with different handles on them, different hinges. And I did that, and I also did windows as well. And it was just a really great way to not only concentrate on things that, you know, you don't normally look at, but also create a cool little project as well out of that. And again, it was about 5 or 7 photos, somewhere around there. And it was just a cool little thing to put together and really spend time looking at the doors, getting them angled just right, and really looking at the composition as well. So that's just a small example, but you can go with doors, lines, colors, all kinds of things. Picking one simple subject is a pretty cool way to do a really simple photo project. All right, and the last thing I'm going to go over, or the last kind of photo project you can actually kind of put together and start developing your style, is actually 3 separate projects, but I roped them into one little topic here. And I mentioned this before as well in another previous podcast, and that is the 365 project, that's number 1, the Project 52, that's number 2, and the 30 for 30. So real quick, the 365 project is probably one that everybody's heard of. It's basically taking a photo every day for a year and putting those together, and it's a way of documenting your year in a way, but a lot of people, much like myself when I actually did it, you kind of get lazy and you take a picture of a window or something like that, or the blinds in your home or something like that. There are those lazy photos that you could take, but it's a really great way of making you actually take photos. So that's the 365 project. The Project 52 is kind of the same thing, but except you take one photo per week. Again, I've done this one as well. It gives you a little bit more time to think, because you have all week to think about the kind of photo that you want to go. You can think about the place you want to travel to once you're off work, and you have the weekend there. So that's a basically the same way of doing that one. But the 30 for 30 is kind of one photo every day for a month. And in a way that the tip number 5 was to kind of document the day in your life of, this is kind of a day in or a month in your life. So you would document the month of specific things that have happened every day for that month. And some months or some days in that month could get really boring, but it's up to you to try to make them a little bit more exciting. So, you know, maybe on your lunch break, you run out to a local park and take a photo of birds or something like that. And something that you don't really technically do. And it also just gets you out of your normal routine, which can actually free up your creative thinking, is just getting out of your normal routine and putting your mind in a different spot. Okay, so those are 8 photo projects that can really kind of further your photography and get you thinking in different ways. One I really want to try is that thinking outside the box. I think that's a really awesome thing of developing your own world. But there's a couple other simple, easy ones in there that can really make you think differently. So thank you guys for joining me in this week's podcast. That's the end of the podcast there. And I hope you guys enjoyed these little quick podcasts here. Make sure you visit sleeklens.com for a lot of the Lightroom presets, Photoshop actions that we have, courses available, ebooks. We got a lot of stuff out there, so make sure you check that out. Thank you for joining me. This has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you in the next podcast.